Thank you so much for visiting us online today. We believe God wants to speak to you through the following message. If you would like to connect with us or send us your prayer request, visit us at kingsgatehobbs.com.
We continue today with what's new with you. What's new with you? We're talking about the changed life of a believer. How many of you know that a believer should have a changed life? You believe in Jesus, you follow him, you shouldn't just keep looking like the world, right? You shouldn't keep living a worldly life. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is a freebie. Those who have professed faith in Jesus and you've continued to hang out, dabbling in the world, being worldly, doing worldly things, not completely serving God, God loves you enough to deal with you until you serve him only. Did you know he doesn't want you to have any other masters? He doesn't want you to have any other gods. I don't know how it is in your home, but I have a wife and that's it. My wife isn't going to want me to have girlfriends. Are you with me? It's her and her alone. All right? And my wife, I don't want her to have any boyfriends. It is me. I am her husband. She is my wife. In the same way, Scripture says you've been betrothed, engaged to Christ to be his bride. So he's not going to let you have other gods and other, let's just say it, other husbands. Other number ones. So if you're going to serve him, this is going to be easy. Watch this. Watch the basics of this. If you're going to serve God, then just serve him. Are you with me? If you're going to love God, then just love him. If you're going to be a believer, then just be a believer. All right? Just love him. Put him first. So we see that as believers, there should be new stuff with us. I'm going to talk to you this morning about some basic stuff. What's new with you? How about this? Let's get right into it. Point number one this morning, response. You say response. How do you respond when people trouble you? How do you respond when the people you're dealing with seem impossible? How do you respond when people are harsh and bitter and angry? How do you respond? I know some of you in here are like me. I am naturally a counterpuncher. I remember talking to a guy about his brother years ago when it was a family of boxers, and they'd all trained for boxing. The dad was a Golden Gloves champion, and I'd ask a guy about his older brother. I said, man, have you ever, because I knew he'd gotten into it with some of his brothers. I said, have you ever gotten into it with your older brother? He said, no, man. He said, Joe's a counterpuncher, man, a counterpuncher. So that, what does that mean? As soon as that punch is coming in, you're protecting yourself and you punch right back. And some of us, we do that a little too quickly. I'm naturally a counterpuncher. I'm naturally a little defensive. And God's dealt with me with my responses and my response time. If you're naturally quick and defensive, you need to slow down. And I'm not trying to be trite here, but you know how it is where people, they count to 10. Have you ever heard of that? You got to count, slow down, man. They say, man, Pastor Matt, you don't know what it's like dealing with her, my ex, or him, my ex. Or you don't know what it's like dealing with these kids. You don't know what it's like dealing with my boss. You know what? Just slow down. Slow down. Look at what Jesus went through. Slow down. How are you responding when people are tough with you, when people are hard to deal with? Let's go to Matthew 5:44. Matthew 5:44. I love this. This isn't going to relate to everything. I mean, sometimes we respond to those we love harshly. But look at this. He says, I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. What's that word, persecute? Those who give you a hard time. Those who are out to get you. Don't raise your hand. Any of you ever had somebody at work who was just out to get you? They're just a punk. You're like, what did I do? They just don't like the way you look or something. And that always surprises me because I've always had favor. My mom told me when I was a kid, she says, you've received so much love, you think everybody should love you. I said, why not? What's not to love, Mom? But I learned, even psychologically, that what? 1 out of 10 people are just not going to like you. Joyce Meyer talks about it too. No matter how hard you try, there's always going to be somebody, and it may not be many. If nobody likes you, well, we need to reevaluate. Maybe we'll meet later. I'm not going to get into that right now. But you have, man, he's impossible, and it's just ruining my day. I'm struggling. Hey, believers, let me just throw something else in there. Your response should never be with foul language. Are you with me? Don't get quiet on me in here. You're going to slip. You're going to mess up. You say, man, I'm still struggling with that. You should not be using foul language as a believer. Don't do it. Be different. I've been around people. They didn't know who I was or what I did, but they'll notice after a while. I said, are you, I don't know, are you Christian or something? You haven't said any cuss words. I've had people say, I've been talking to you a long time. You haven't said any cuss words, you know, because they were cussing here and there. Yeah, I'm a believer. I said, well, what do you do for a living? I said, you'd be surprised. I'm a pastor. And they go, oh, my God. And they don't even know what to do with themselves. They're like, you're a pastor. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry about that. We've been on cruise ships before, man, and people are just throwing them down. You know what I'm saying? And me and Jen are drinking coffee, you know, getting a high off caffeine, like drinking coffee, water, and tea. And they're like, drinking, and then they say, well, what do y'all do for a living? I'm like, oh, no, you shouldn't ask. We're pastors. And the first thing people start doing, I'm a little off subject, but I got to say this. First thing people do is, I don't usually drink like this. We went on a cruise ship. We must have had 4 or 5 people tell us. One guy got in the hot tub with us. We were just kind of hanging out. It was a huge hot tub spa thing. And the guy gets in there. He's a handsome, gray-headed man. He's an older man, and he's talking to us, and he's drinking one. And we told him what we did, and he's like, I don't usually drink. What are the chances? What are the chances? My point being, though, you need to be different. If people are talking trash and using curse words, you don't respond with cursing. And, you know, if people are awful with you on the phone, you do what just real wise people do, and it's real frustrating for people. And they're shouting or they're cursing on the phone. You go, okay, goodbye. My mom used to do that. You'd irritate mom, and you were really getting your point across. Not that we were shouting at mom, but John, did mom ever hang up on you? Did you ever get that honor? Elaine, I already know about you, girl, because mom hung up on me and you. We were live wires. Mom's like, mom would go, goodbye. I'd be in the middle of the workday at a church and go, mom, calling her back, and I'd have to jump in my car and drive across town. Mom, come on, man, I'm sorry, what's going on? No, I don't want to talk to you about it anymore, you know, whatever. But she didn't say harsh stuff. You respond in love, but you have boundaries. Let's go to Romans 12:14. Look at this. I don't care if you're naturally a counterpuncher. Look at this. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. That is one of the easiest ways to forgive people, ladies and gentlemen. Start praying for the one giving you a hard time. Start praying for the one who hurts you. It really helps. Let's keep going. It's worked in my life amazingly. And it's also caused me to resolve conflict with that person who hurt me. Start praying for them, and pretty soon things start to resolve. And if they never do, who cares? You obeyed the Lord, and you're right with God. Be happy with those who are happy. Weep with those who weep. I want to read this whole text. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people, and don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil. This is where I wanted to get to. Never pay back evil with more evil. Has that ever helped you? We got a fire in the house. Let's put some more gasoline on it. That'll be good. No. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Be real about it, but be honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. And I know some of our backgrounds, some of you are like, man, Pastor Matt, you don't know. I had to throw hooks, man, in the hood. I had to fight for everything. I know, but now we're believers. We're going to walk in faith. We're going to walk in love. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, look at this, I will take revenge, I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, what? Give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. That is such an apt description. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. I'm sure you have no questions on how we need to respond to people. Now, certain situations, though, many times they elicit a response. I don't know what gets under your skin in here, but there are certain things that bother us. There are certain things that bother the heck out of us. And just like a person, if a situation bothers you, don't lose it. Don't freak out. You may feel fear. You may feel anger. You may be bothered. You may want to start running your mouth because that's how you usually do it. I understand. Trust me. But no, you respond to situations the same way you respond to people is you respond in love. Man, you start speaking positively. And don't let it get you down. Don't let it mess with you. And don't let it knock you out of position. Anybody in here familiar with sports? Football, basketball, whatever. If you're out of position, it can change the whole game for you. We've seen that in professional sports where someone who's a wise defender keeps the person they're defending just out of the sweet spot, and it just about shuts them down. So don't let the enemy knock you out of position. Don't let people, the way they're acting, knock you out of position. Don't let situations knock you out of position. I'm speaking to myself too. After all these years of serving God, being raised, born and raised in a Christian home, a pastor's home, there are things that bother me, and I've got to make sure I'm speaking positively and I'm responding in love and I'm treating people right and responding right, but also responding right in situations. Can I get an amen in this house? Number two, I kind of led into that just now. What's new with you? How about treatment? Say treatment. How do we treat others? Someone say, how do I treat others? How do I treat others? Let's go to Ephesians 4:31. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. You ever met somebody who's just harsh on everybody all the time? Look, we're going to give you some moments, and you're going to give me some moments. We call it giving someone a pass, right? Say, man, they just lost their mom, or, man, something's going on with them. They're struggling. They're, you know, whatever. Everybody needs a pass at some point. Everybody, someone say everybody needs a pass. But not every day all the time. We forgive, but you better stop acting like that eventually, right? But we've got to learn to treat people right and to practice it. Did you know the more you practice something, the better you get? Some of you naturally say, no, growing up, we were harsh and rude with each other. I just deal with people that way. I don't even thank waiters. I don't thank people at the grocery store. I just don't even talk. No, don't be that way. Treat people. Pretend like you're Jesus, right? Be Christ-like, but treat. What if you treated them like they're Jesus? Treat them right. Treat them right. You got to go out of your way to be good to people. When you do that, you give and you receive. Is everybody in the house with me? You give and you receive. Your treatment of people should be always within bounds, always treating people well. Let's go to Romans 12:10. Why? Because everybody matters. Everybody. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. We have what I call in this area a lot of walkers. In Spanish we say caminantes. Muchos caminantes. A lot of walkers. On this side of town, you know, there's homeless here in town now more than I've ever seen. And there's drugs and there's different things. But I've noticed that they'll even come on the property and different things, and they'll charge their phones. And I always treat people with love. If it's not during school hours, then I tell them, look, you can hang out, you know, no smoking or whatever. Do your thing. Don't leave a mess. And I'm very kind to people, though. I learn their names. Sometimes I see them again. I know their names. All right? But here's the deal. Even with that, I have boundaries. I've had people here just on the property. They're harmless. And I saw a guy one day. Man, it was very warm. And he'd just taken a Marlboro out. I said, hey, school's in session. You're welcome to catch a little shade. Here, he was there with his dog. And he said, I'm traveling to the Pacific Ocean or something. I don't know if that was real. That just sounds interesting, doesn't it? I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, okay. Well, here's the deal. You know, I just told him, look, you can hang out for a while. Take about 30 minutes. School's in session. We don't usually have people on the property during school. You're not being a nuisance. Hang out. Charge your phone. And then I'm going to ask you to keep going. And he said, okay, no, that's cool, man. And sorry, I didn't know. He said, about the cigarette, don't worry about it. But I said, man, you're welcome here. And I honor people. You say, man, they were trashy. They didn't smell good. They were weird. I treat people with love. How would Jesus treat them? I want to treat people in the same way that I want to be treated. Jesus said that. You've ever heard of that? The golden rule? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So make sure your treatment is on point. Look, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Treat people with respect and honor. Because, you know, even wise people have said this. ignorantly, maybe you've said it, I probably have too, is say, man, you know what? You got to earn my respect. So does that mean it, sir, until I earn your respect, you're going to disrespect me? I hope not, right? Treat people with respect. You don't have to trust everybody, but treat people with respect and dignity, okay? Always, as a believer, especially as a believer, this should be something that's new with you, your treatment of others. Number three. Ooh, I love this one. I love this one. Someone say generosity. I believe, according to Scripture, all generosity starts with what you give to God and when you give to God, and that is tithes and offerings. If you give to God and you're balanced in your giving to God, you will be a generous person in general. You'll give of your food, your time. You'll have boundaries, but you will give. Let's go to Proverbs. You know what? Let's do first things first. Proverbs 3:9. Proverbs 3:9. I like this verse. It says, honor the Lord with your wealth. You say, wealth? I'm not wealthy. You have money. You have a check deposited in your account every month, or you have cash right now, or you get a paycheck, or you had an inheritance, or you work in the oil field, or you work wherever. You have money. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. What does that mean? Give to God first. Someone said, give to God. Yeah, just give to God first. Make it a habit. We don't. My wife and I, when we discuss tithe and offering, it takes about this long. She'll say, did you tithe? I say, yeah. Or I'll tell her, I tithed already. This is what we have after this. We talk about it in passing. It's not an argument. It's God's money. We, beyond paying it like a bill, I pay it like our life depends on it. And I'm happy to do it. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm challenged in other areas of giving. My wife is a very, very, very generous person. And sometimes she'll say, let's do this. And I'll go, okay. Okay, really? Okay. How are we going to do that? Okay, we're going to do this. Okay, let's do it. Do you agree with this? Yeah, let's do it. There's been times we're sitting here in church. We've already agreed what to give for our first fruits, and then God would speak to us again. And we'd look at each other, and she'd go, how much extra were you thinking we should give? And I'll go, we already did all this. Let's do another 200. And she'll go, same thought. Let's do it. So we give, and we practice it. Practice your generosity. That should be something that's new with you as a believer. Let's go to Proverbs 11:24. Give freely and become more wealthy. Did you know that? Wow. Give and you shall receive. Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. That's kind of a direct translation there, isn't it? The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Those who water others will themselves be watered. You bless others, you receive a blessing. My wife and I, when we travel, when we go to do anything, one of the prayers we've always prayed over our trips, whether we're driving, flying, or whatever, we'll pray together and say, Lord, surprise us today with your favor. Surprise us with your favor. And some of that is because we're generous and we've already given and we've already given favor. But man, we've had people go out of their way to help us, to bless us. It's amazing. Even on tough days with airlines, we've had people give us favor. I remember one day several years ago, my wife and I were going through a battle. We'd just been through a long season. And my wife was battling, I was battling. And I'll never forget this. We were traveling for Christmas, and my wife had a bunch of Starbucks cards. And all through the airports that day, she was handing out Starbucks gift cards. I'll never forget that. It touched my heart. I said, man, you'll never see those people again. They can never give. Oh, you know what? I don't need anything back from them. When we give to people, it's like we're giving to God. You say, you don't know if they were good ground or not. You know what? That day, in Jesus' name, I claim everybody was good ground. We've gotten so many Starbucks gift cards since then, I'm serious. We don't know what to do with them. Say, wow, another Starbucks gift card. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Let's go to Matthew 10:42. I love this verse. If you see a tear coming down, man, just ignore it. But here it is. I love this verse. If you give even a cup of cold water to one of the least of my followers, this is Jesus speaking. Someone say, this is Jesus. If you give even a cup of cold water to one of the least of my followers, you will surely be rewarded. I've traveled the world over the years. I've been able to go to exotic locations to do mission trips. And it's always amazing to show up somewhere having never met someone before, but they are a believer, and how generous they are and how generous they make me want to be. I've been to Austria numerous times in the heart of Europe. I've been to Russia and Indonesia. And I'd show up at these places, and folks are just giving us everything they have to bless us. Man, their rice and their beans and whatever they're serving. And in Russia, I'll never forget, they put mayonnaise on everything. Dad hates mayonnaise. Dad said, if you eat mayonnaise, you can't go to heaven. But don't take that too seriously. I had mayonnaise recently, Dad. I feel real confident in my salvation. But I got in line to get some borscht or something at a Russian buffet. Man, the food looked great. It smelled great. And there was a person in line devoted to putting, they had a big old spoon, and they were putting a dollop of mayonnaise in everybody's stew. And I told him in Russian, thank you, but no. Спасибо, nein. You know, I think that's German. Нет, in Russian. I gave him some German, too, I guess. Anything to keep him from putting mayonnaise in my soup. Then I ordered eggs at the hotel. I said, man, room service, we're classy. We're world class now. The eggs came in the morning for breakfast. Dad, you'd love this. And they had mayonnaise all over the eggs. I just kind of went like that and ate it because I like mayonnaise. I said, that's okay. It's a little too much, but that's okay. But the believers there, man, the pastor and his family and everybody just wanting to bless us and bless us. And it always brought out generosity in me. I'd show up, man, to places and start giving away clothes and giving away CDs. Does anybody remember CDs? Anybody under 15 remember CDs? Alexis, does she know what a CD is? Alexis, do you remember CDs? No? She's like, no. I knew you didn't, mija. Do y'all remember CDs? Okay. I'd give away CDs. Because it just moved me. We show up, and we didn't even know these people, and they're like, you got the best room in the house. You can have my bed. What? If you give even a cup of cold water to one of the least of my followers, you will surely be rewarded. I love that. Let's read that one more time. And if you give even a cup of cold water to one of the least of my followers, you will surely be rewarded. What's new with you? You should always be walking in generosity. You say, you know what, Pastor Matt? I'm not naturally good at that. I'm not a giver. Start practicing. Start practicing. Give something away today. You say, man, I don't have the money for that. Some of you have so many pairs of shoes in your closet. Give a pair of shoes away this week. Really? I love giving away shoes. Just give something away, man. Find something and give. You say, I don't have the money. I have an extra gift card, though. Give something away. Start there. You say, man, I just got paid my salary, and I don't know about tithing. It's simple. You just, 10% of what you made, give to God. How do I give to God? You give to the local church where you are fed the word. This is not a campaign for me to get you to give more money. I want you to be blessed. You give more money, I'm not getting a raise based on that. God will always take care of me, but you need to give to God so you can be blessed. You stay generous, and God will bless you. That should be something that's new with you. And my final point today, number 4, someone say availability. You should help at times. Serve here at church. Man, I've seen entire families from this ministry show up and help with chairs. I've seen youth here show up and help with chairs and show up and clean up and help with women's events and men and youth and everybody show up. Man, we have a serving church. I forget the percentage of what this, even the English service, how many of you serve, but man, there's somebody serving here all the time, and we are not a gigantic church yet. But I do know this, is our hearts are to serve. I've seen you, I've seen your lives, and you're available. Look at Isaiah 6:8. I love this verse. Then I heard the Lord asking, this is God asking, whom should I send as a messenger to this people? Who will go for us? And I said, here I am. Send me. Here I am. Send me. It always touches my heart when someone goes, I'll do it. Really? Praise God. No, I got that, Pastor. Really? No, Matt, I got that. Okay. Here I am. Send me. You can't do everything. Watch this. This is real deep. You can't do everything, but you can do something. I don't expect you to do everything, but do something. Do something, man. Serve somehow. You say, man, I'm giving, I'm serving. God is going to bless you. And you'll see that one of the best ways to connect to a home church, one of the best ways to connect with other people, one of the best ways to fight off depression and anxiety is to serve. Be available. You don't have to be available for everything, but heavens, serve and be available for something. Let me go ahead and go over my points again today. What's new with you? What's new with me as a believer? Number one is response. How are you responding to people and situations? Number two, treatment. How do you treat others? That's a big deal. Not just to me, that's a big deal to God. How are you treating others? Number three, generosity. Are you giving? Make sure you continue to give to God, tithe and offering. I said it before, I'll say it again. That is the basis for generosity. That's where it all starts. You give to God and you give to others. Generosity. And number four, availability. It says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 8, the Lord said, who will go? And the prophet said, here I am, send me. Someone say, here I am, send me. That's right. Go ahead and bow your heads and close your eyes. I love y'all so much. So proud of the progress that you've made in God as people of God, his people. You're the apple of his eye. Is there anyone in this house? At the sound of my voice this morning that says, Pastor Matt, if I died tonight or next week, I don't know where I'd go. I don't know if I'd go to heaven or hell. And yes, I just mentioned that in church because Jesus talked about hell more than many other subjects. You're not called to go there. Who is hell for? It's for those who reject God. There's not a sin problem because God's already dealt with that. It's the problem of rejecting or accepting the Lord. If there is anyone at the sound of my voice this morning that would say, Pastor Matt, I need to get right with God. I need to accept Jesus and make him the Lord of my life. If that is you, raise your hand today, please. I'm going to pray with you. We're going to all pray together. God bless you for your courage, Micah. Anybody else in this house, you say, man, I need to be right with God. I'm not sure about my eternal destination. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for your honesty. Several in here. God bless you. God bless you. And before I pray this prayer, we're going to pray it for everybody, and you're going to believe it, and you will be saved. But remember, once you've accepted Jesus today, you are right with him forever, according to his word. And when you mess up, you can just tell him you're sorry, and you'll be right with him. All right? That's just the simple basics. But I want everybody in this house to repeat this prayer with me. Say it like you mean it and believe it. Say, Heavenly Father, I'm sorry for my sin. I come to you as a sinner. Without you, I'm a sinner. I can't help myself. I can't cleanse myself. I can't save myself. Please forgive me, Lord. I place myself at your mercy. I need you, Lord. Please forgive me. I make Jesus the Lord of my life. He is my Lord, not Satan and not this world. I thank you, Lord God, and I worship you. Thank you for saving me. Now come into my life, and I say this. I believe Jesus died and rose again for me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand to your feet with me, please, and I'm just going to pray for everybody. And I want you to be honest. Don't raise your hand if you didn't hear from God this morning. But if God spoke to you about something or anything today, I want you to raise your hand. Good. Keep those hands in the air. Let's pray together as a family. Father, I thank you for your people. I thank you because they're blessed in the city and the field coming in and going out. I thank you because where they're headed next is going to be an amazing blessing, the next level that you take them as they obey you and follow your word. I give you praise, God, because they love you. I give you praise, Lord, because they've accepted Jesus and they're on their way to heaven. And I give you praise because they are a light in this world and they're going to bring people into your kingdom, even by simply inviting them to church. I thank you for their lives today. I thank you that your word has fallen on good ground. And I thank you, Lord, that by faith, they're right with you now. And I give you glory for their lives. They mean the world to you. They are your people. They're the sheep of your pasture, the sheep of your flock. And I thank you today, Father. May you bless them and protect them, smile upon them, and be gracious to them. Give them of your favor and of your perfect peace. And continue to speak to them even later today after they go home about what we said today. according to your word. We thank you, Father, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.